Hello, welcome to a brand new episode of Lady Lovin' for Yuge. I'm here with my two besties, Greta and Jilly Hendricks. What up, gals?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
We're here.
Hey.
Hey.
We record this podcast every week if you are tuning in for the very first time.
Straight out of Greta's apartment.
Yeah.
Not out of Compton, but out of Greta's apartment.
Out of Nolita. My APT. That's so fucking
straight
nerdy.
Straight out of APT. Out of Greta's APT.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. We get together. We like talk about boys and shiz. So today we have on a very special guest.
Yes, we have a very special guest, my comedy crush.
Yeah, because
I stalked her.
Room.
I straight up stalked her to get on this show.
Didn't you go to her shows and like wait?
I was like, I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna stay here till the very end.
Greta was like, guys, she'd give us an update every day.
Relax. I'm like, I sent her a message. She hasn't responded. Yeah. She fucking hates me.
And then the next day she'd be like, she responded. And then the next day, I think I'm gonna see her at this show.
Yeah. Like, I think I saw her at the show, but she looked really pretty, so I didn't talk to her. So it's fine.
Yeah. So we definitely got the play-by-plays of stalking you to get you on. So we're so excited that you're here. Everybody, welcome you. Blair Saki to the show. Hi. Blair Blair is a stand-up comedian here in New York City, and she also has a new MTV show coming out. What's it called? Tell us.
Ladylike.
Ladylike.
Yeah.
So Ladylike. We're so excited to have you on the show.
Oh,
it's
going
to be a funny one. Holla. It's going to be funny because of you. Though not me.
Come on,
Obs. So, Blair, we start the show by just kind of, you know, like telling everyone how our weeks are going.
Oh,
so
sure.
You can kick it off this week. What's going on?
Okay, my week was hella fun. Because I had my birthday last night. Greta came. It was really nice.
I was there.
I'm not sure like how coherent I was at the point that you were there.
No, it was fine. I had a lot of social anxiety, so I was
you
there.
Did?
And I was like, this is cool.
Yeah, you're her crush.
I was like, this is cool. My girl crush isn't talking to me. I'm getting the fuck out of here now.
It meant so much to me that you came.
I was there. I was hanging out with Maria and Mike and Nick.
She's a
and
sweetie, yeah.
Casey, the only four people that I'm friends
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so fun. We had such a good show.
Yeah, that show was super fun.
Yeah, I was so scared to go on, though.
But you had a great set.
Oh, thanks. So I was like, am I going to be slurring my words?
You performed on your birthday?
Yeah.
Wow, that's bold.
It was like my birthday show. But yeah, I was at Matchless. Really fun. Besides that, my week was good. You know, I got some nice emails from the seniors in my life.
That's great.
Meaningful family, you know, exes. It felt good.
That's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like a real full weekend.
It was.
It felt great.
Not one of my exes wished me happy birthday this year.
Oh, really?
It's the first year where they all totally wished me happy birthday.
Yeah, no one wishes me happy birthday, period.
No.
It's like my mom and you guys and like four friends from California.
Oh,
it's like
bullshit.
Thanks guys.
You have like five. You're the most popular girl in New York City. What are you talking about?
No.
Yeah, Jill.
Are.
You guys look great.
I feel like you're bullying me.
Oh yeah, we look like a weird squad right now. We look like an all black and blonde crew.
And Blair's blonde, so there's another like bleach blonde hottie in here.
Yeah, but you guys look sleek as fuck. I am like a homeless teen right now.
No. A homeless teen that's also like hip and wearing leather pants.
They're like Kanye's leather jogging pants.
And the other thing is, you have a great manicure.
Oh, thanks.
I have this theory. I feel like if your nails are done, like you're ready.
Yeah, where do you get your manis?
Like, girl? I'm all about the nail beds.
I got this one in California, actually. Oh, I just got back Thursday night. Are you from California?
They're
too. I know they both are.
I'm from Washington, D.C. originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about, where are you from, Blair?
I'm from San Juan Capistrano.
Beach town.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Is that near you guys?
Is that a beach town?
Yeah. San Juan's like 25 minutes away from Laguna.
Yeah.
It's not far.
I think I got a driver's license there once.
That's right. In San Clemente.
Fuck. I just went to that DMV last time I was home. Not to just, you
guys, this is such Cali talk.
Oh,
talking about what fucking
inside
DMV
baseball.
You guys went to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just got a New York City driver's license.
I've
lived here for years, but I finally switched my license over. And it was, like, kind of sad because they took my California driver's license away from me. And, like, I'll never get it back. And it's the one I've had forever. I took the photo when I was, like, 19.
Wait, they actually take it away from you?
They take it away from you. Because in the state of New York, you don't have to, like, prove that you're an American citizen by, like, bringing your social security card. So they keep your driver's license as like, I don't know, some
I would never let any. What if you've lost your driver's license?
Well, then you have to fill out a form and get proof from the state of California
that happened
that, like,
to
you
me.
Had a license there.
That's too much.
Yeah, way too much.
Stay out of the biz.
For sure. Be like, I'll just get an ID card.
Maybe you should just ride Uber forever.
I do every
just
day.
Just kidding. All right, Greta, tell us about your week.
My week was bad.
Why?
Why? Your hair looks great.
We're all like, oh, thanks, why? Girl,
my tell hair. Us everything, Greta.
You guys, I'll tell you why. Fuck boys, A.
Oh, no.
What yeah. happened?
I feel like that's your theme.
I need to stop fucking the block. I need to stop shitting where I eat.
That's true.
I fuck all the dudes in my neighborhood. You get shit for free when it's good.
Oh, you're an inspiration.
But I know, you know, I'm a pioneer.
Yeah,
you know, it's just trying to use what you got.
I feel like you always have sex with guys that work at your favorite restaurant.
I do.
You can never go there.
I do, which is happy.
Man, I want.
We are bleeping that goddamn name out.
Sorry.
Okay, start over.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Also, honestly, if he wants to listen, that just means he's thirsty for it. So
that's true.
Bye. No, I don't know. Fuck boys are annoying, and my ass reflex has been flaring up, so I need to get back on the Prilosec.
Oh no!
Just saying.
Well, hello. Moving on to you. hope you can beat that week.
I found a couch that I would like for my new living room. So,
oh man,
you guys,
where is it from?
This whole from here on out, it's just going to be Lowe's apartment evolution, which I'm so happy about. Lowe got a new, like, amazing apartment.
Oh really?
Yes.
Where?
It's in Tribeca.
Oh, nice. Cool. Yeah.
I have not lived there in that neighborhood yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. And I'm trying to just figure out what to put inside of it now. But the couch is from Restoration Hardware. And I know that that's like, everyone has couches from there. So it's like kind of silly.
They have great furniture.
But you know what? They have great couches.
Everything's gray, beige, brown.
I know.
Like, it's very
natural. Oatmeal.
I don't like, yeah. I don't like the majority of the stuff there. Because it feels like when you go into JCPenney and you get by like a matching bracelet and earrings. And like, I'm not down with that
I don't know
vibe.
That kind of vibe. But my thing is, every time I go.
They're laughing, so they obviously do.
Every time I go to.
JCPenney to buy matching. Earrings and necklace.
So every time I go to Restoration Hardware, I always feel like when I'm in there, like I should be on some sort of like boat or some journey. They always have like a telescope and then like a really like gold
like
lamp.
A trunk.
Like I feel like I'm in like a pirate ship, but like I don't really know if we're like on a hill or in the water. You know what I mean?
I thought that I was at Hogwarts there. The
yeah,
because when you walk
it's
down
very,
the stairs,
like, dark
yeah,
and vibey.
There's all
in
these
there,
gold
man.
Mirrors on the wall.
Damn,
right
you
now
guys are making it sound
store.
Lit in there, and I'm trying to go. You
guys are New York's hottest club is Restoration Hardware. No joke.
You guys are making it sound chill as.
I think that's what I might do on Saturday. Chill on one of those couches.
For sure.
Light up a joint.
We should just get stoned instead of Restoration Hardware.
Go through all those beautiful swatches, you know, like just feel stuff.
Oh, yeah, you could feel different material. It's an interesting idea.
Anyway, I'm moving on. Jill, what's up with you, dog?
My week, I don't know what happened to me this week. I have like gold glitter nail polish on. And so that's pretty cool because I feel like I could possibly stop traffic.
It is. It's awesome. It's like speckles.
Yeah. So I feel like I could just put my hands up and like no one comes near
it's
me.
It's like a reflector.
Yeah.
I also have gold
sparkly
nails.
Yeah. Both of those are really cool.
Yeah. It's vibey.
Mine is more of like a matte gold polish. Like, you know how you can get gold glitter that's like very fine, like texture wise?
Yours is like gold cellophane or gold tinfoil.
Right. Yeah, really it cool. looks like solid gold but sparkly, and Jill's is more like speckled, like I said.
Like my hands like watch out. No.
My nails are like stubs and I've been biting them.
But Greta, you have beautiful rings, so listen, you can't have it
thanks,
all, girl.
Dude.
You either got the fucking diamonds or you have fake nails with gold glitter.
You know, thanks to my mom. RIP mom. My mom's birthday is around the corner.
Aww.
Happy birthday.
She's
like
going to be
dinner or something.
We miss
I always
her.
Do. I celebrate her. I celebrate her all the time.
That's really nice.
She'd be 62. She wouldn't want me to tell anyone that, but she'd be 62.
She would.
She'd look fucking great.
I bet
she's partying in heaven or wherever the fuck she is.
Heaven.
Yeah, I think heaven.
Or Restoration Hardware.
Restoration
Hardware. Either one.
I think. Should we get
We should get to it.
Popping?
We should get why we asked Blair here.
Oh, right, guys. Sorry. We're talking about love today.
I love love.
Our first loves.
Our first loves, our last loves. What
our,
is love?
Our latest loves.
Yeah. Blair, who is your first love?
Yeah. My first love, well, like, real relationship with it was in high school, and it was real nice. Senior, I was a sophomore. My first real boyfriend. He was on the soccer team. Very cute. Very sweet.
Can you give us...
We both lost our virginity to each other.
Ooh.
And it was like a really good story.
Was it, what
like,
is
it was
band?
True high school, oh, no, true
in
high
the
school
back
romance.
Of a car.
Oh no, it was at like our friend, this girl Megan's house was having a pool party.
Shout out
oh
to
my
Megan.
God, you lost your virginity at a pool party?
Yeah, but like in it was like a great big house and we were in a bedroom, like not okay. near anyone. Yeah, it was really nice and we were totally in love.
That's what happened. Happened.
What happened?
Yeah,
oh, why did we break up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he went to college, and I was like, I would never be one of those girls that waits, you know, I'm not going to waste my high school. And so...
my best years.
Or was he older? Was he older than you?
Yeah, he was a couple years older, you know, it's nice. And then it was, like, very sad. Yeah, I was... I listened to a lot of... Liz Phair, was it
why can't
yes
that I
was
breathe
the song. That one. I was like, I literally can't breathe, love is yeah. so real, you know.
I feel you, girl.
Yeah, I just listened to that song constantly that summer. That's
I was emo funny. As shit in high school. I knew all of the depressing songs.
My favorite yeah. song growing up was that like slow song from Cruel Intentions.
Oh,
by the Counting
Crows. Colorblind.
Yeah,
I am cut.
Oh, so
we've talked about this one before.
Yeah, we talked about it in talking about songs to never have sex to,
and that was one of them.
Well, I don't remember that, and like I like that song, so whatever.
I like it too.
Thank you.
Yeah, it makes me feel so, I'm like, why am I feeling so much right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it does.
All of the feelings.
Yeah.
Guys, also Blair and I are sorority sisters.
Yep.
I just wanted to include that.
I also find that to be so weird.
Why?
I don't know. How many people were in your sorority?
Like a million, right?
Like 200?
Did you guys ever speak in your sorority or did you just find this out today?
No. When Greta was like, Blair's on the show, I was like, dude, she's my Kappa Kappa Gamma sister.
Yeah.
Like, so you went to UCLA?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. We were in the same sorority.
KKG.
Oh, but did you quit Kappa?
Yeah, I quit.
So I'm not allowed to give you the handshake?
I mean, I don't know the rules.
No, I didn't know you were this into your sorority, girl.
Love and loyally, Jill.
Oh, my God. I was in a sorority, but everyone hated me.
What sorority? Wait, did you?
I was
you
in Alpha Phi, Boston University.
Oh.
We didn't have sorority houses, so it was very much like you'd meet in like...
Did you have like floors of
no.
weird apartments?
We'd like meet
because
in like the George
laws.
Sherman Union or
For
something.
For some reason, I thought you went to SC. I feel like we have a lot of mutual friends.
Dude, everyone thinks I went to USC.
Yeah.
It's because you're a blonde
you look like
bitch,
a USC.
Jill.
I know.
You have really good highlights and really good outfits.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's true.
But, you know, no. Nope.
You're put together from head
I
to toe.
I did actually once live at USC for a month.
Oh, really?
You did? Yeah, because my school got out a month before USC, so I would stay with my good friend Natanya San Pietro.
Oh, you lived with Nate Dogg?
I stayed for a month with her, and I would just go out every night.
That's
while
cool.
she was,
fun.
Like, finishing finals.
I don't yeah. remember that.
I
that
really
cool,
wanted to go to USC. I really wanted to go to their photo program in high school, but since I... didn't give a fuck about my grades in high school, I did not get in.
Darn.
So I did my freshman year at University of Arizona, yeah. where I was in a sorority.
Which one?
Girl.
I didn't know this.
Were you a
Theta?
It
is a deep, dark secret. No, my sister was a Theta, though. Like, Theta kite in the sky. Like, whatever those
what
fucking creepy-ass songs. Wait, first of all, do you guys know, like, songs. Sorority Rush?
Yeah.
Like, in Arizona, it is so fucking intense. First of all, you go 2 weeks before school starts, so you have no idea what the fuck is going on. And then they open these doors, and it's, like, 900 girls standing there with these fucking bumpets and, like, blonde hair, so bump fucking it. Tan. When I went to college...
Yeah, at ASU.
Arizona. Yeah. Tan
okay,
as fuck.
U of A.
U of A.
I'm not a fucking sun devil, dude. I'm a fucking wildcat, okay?
All right. At U of A, I feel like it's very intense. At my school, sororities were not that intense.
They open, they fucking swing open the doors, and they're bopping up and down. They're like, we are Alpha Alpha Phi, and we love each other. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Okay, I had Uma Thurman's haircut from Pulp Fiction my freshman year.
That's hot. Yeah.
It was jet black up to my chin, straight across bangs. I was fucking hot as hell, dropping that booty, baby.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shout out this guy who literally was like, you look like this guy. This girl. Never mind.
Like, you look like story. A man.
So, yeah, it was crazy, and I was in a sorority for a minute. And then I dropped out. I actually got asked to leave.
I liked my sorority because I felt like at my college, it was, like, hard to meet people. And
for sure.
It was nice. I met people through there, but then I got over it because I just didn't want to, like, go to a meeting with a bunch of girls.
Right.
That I just didn't want to hang out
with. What
was
that shit called? Chapter. Meetings.
Chapter meetings. Yeah, so I didn't really do much.
Yeah, honestly, because I transferred to UCLA, so I actually transferred into Kappa because I was a Kappa at UCSB. Mm-hmm. And all of the older girls were so mean to me. Like, they were such bitches. And some of the girls in my grade, too, were just, like, so horrible. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Really?
Like, they were just dick bags. And a lot of the girls were really nice. Yeah. But there was a select group that just, like, had no interest in being even remotely friendly to me. And I was like, guys, this is not what sisterhood is about.
Right.
And, like,
right.
Sororities so aren't about sisterhood. They're about, like, I don't know what they're about, man. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah,
sororities.
Let's move on to sororities.
Okay, I will say, though, that I was happy that I was in a sorority because it was nice to, like, have a crew and, like, be able to go to parties.
Yeah,
and all
no,
that.
I agree with that. But, yes, I think it can get very intense, as can any extreme religion.
Did you guys fall in love with a frat? Star?
No. The first time I fell in love actually after college.
Who did you fall in love with?
This gentleman that I worked with. Office romance at Creative Artist Agency.
Oh. CAA. Yeah. Hola.
That's the first time I fell in love. 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Late in the game.
What sparked the love fairy?
I don't really even know.
No.
Did he ask you out on a date? Or, like, how did it begin?
No, I think I, like, made out with him at a party. And then we were like, this is fun. Like, we should date. And then we just started dating.
Got it.
Like, you know when you're, like, lying with someone on a bed and you kind of, like, fit perfectly in their, like, body?
Yeah.
And when you're, like, cuddling, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would just sort of fit. And then we were like, oh, this is fun. And, like, making out with you is fun. Like, let's date.
That's nice.
So we just started dating.
That's sweet.
It was very, like, young and innocent. And,
how long did you date for?
3 years.
Oh, damn.
We lived together.
Oh, wow.
It's very intense. Then we broke up, which was also very intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I had a few rough years of trying to find myself, and now here
Gotta
I am.
Gotta do it.
You know, on this podcast, living.
Yeah.
It's an important part of, like, the human experience to love and to have your heart broken and then to learn to love again. Mostly because, like, you, like, love yourself as you get older and it gets easier to love other people.
So true.
In, like, a real way, right?
Yeah. I started comedy because I was heartbroken.
Really? Yeah. Can you tell us a little more about your comedy?
And tell us about your heartbreak that led to comedy.
Oh,
all of those things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now I'm dating someone who you know.
Who are you dating?
I don't want to say his name on here.
Okay.
Just to let you know, this isn't an HBO show, so I don't know how many viewers or listeners we're going to get.
That's okay.
Side note.
But, I mean, I don't know. What if I break up with him tomorrow?
Whatever. So you're dating a guy that I know.
The one I said before was, like, my high school love, but I would say, like, my main adult love was I started dating him when I was, like, 25, and he was a comic, and he was from San Juan, but, like, we didn't know each other. He was a year younger than me in high school, so, like, obviously I didn't talk to him.
Did you meet him in California?
Yeah. So we dated for a year in California, and then I moved here for grad school for creative writing. And at the new school. And
I went to the new school after Arizona.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, do you like it?
I did. I went to Parsons.
Oh, okay.
So it was, like, different than going to, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were so. We said I love you on our first date. Like,
what?
Stop.
Yeah.
How?
It's just one of those. Which is completely, like, not my personality or anything. It's just, like, one of those random things in life that'll never happen again. But we were just like. It's
you
just a timing thing. Yeah. And it was just, like, there and whatever.
What did you do on your first date?
You better tell us the most fantastical fucking story of your first
date. Yeah, I'm picturing, like, the Notebook, like, on a fucking, like, canoe in the river.
I'm picturing, like,
grapes.
We saw what's that movie, Young Adult, the Charlize Theron and Patton Oswalt movie.
Yeah.
And
AKA the future of my life.
Cool. She just fucking takes the liter of
the Diet Coke and, like, is hungover and chugs it, and her dog is, like, pissing in a corner that's, like, yeah.
No, this is the first time I left the house today to come here. then we went to a bar, and, like, all his friends came and met us, and we were just, like, drinking heavily, and And then we were, like, kissing at the bar, and I was, like, mortified to do a bar makeout, like, in front of people. But he just kept kissing me and stuff. And then it was just, like, on after that. We were just, yeah.
And you said I love you later that night.
No, we said I love you at the bar. And then, like, the first time, yeah. And then the first time that it was said, like, sober, which is, like, way scarier, I think.
Yeah.
Was, like, 6 weeks later.
Okay, so you said it first one time on the first day, and then, like, silence.
Yeah.
Until 6 weeks later.
Did you know him before?
I knew who he was. He got like kicked out of school in high school.
Ooh, bad
and he had like
boy.
Crazy. Bad boy, yeah. He had like crazy parties. I went to like some parties at his house. But he was like best friends with my best friend.
What happened?
So I moved to New York, and then like 6 months later we broke up, and like it was like a thing where like we were gonna get married, and I hadn't started comedy or anything. And so I was like, oh, I'll just come back in 2 years and we'll, like, get married and do everything. And then we broke up. And then I was, like, interning at W Magazine. And I, like, was still – I, like, got really into following comedy and, like, going to all the shows. I really liked it. But it never crossed my mind. Never, yeah. Because I had just been a writer my whole life. And I was like, oh, I'm too shy. And then we broke up. And then I interviewed Michael Che. I, like – saw him at Knitting Factory, and then like I was just an intern, and I like pitched it to my person, and they let me interview him. And then I was asking all these questions that I didn't realize at the time were like, I was like, what was your like first day on stage like? Like,
how do I do this?
I didn't know it. Right. Like, I didn't even realize it. Yeah. And then like a couple days later, I just woke up and I was just like, oh, I should do this. And then I just did it every day since then.
Yeah. That's so cool. That's so
yeah. It's so weird. It's like the weirdest thing how that happened.
It's interesting you say that like your breakup inspired that, because I started like, I've always like wanted to write and been writing, but nothing like serious. And then when my ex and I broke up, I started writing everything down.
Sure.
And like, I had like this, I literally had like 200 pages of this awful book that I'll never do anything with, but it like really started like my writing.
Yeah.
And then
I just
started writing down like every sort of date I went on with any guy or experience and like all of that, but it like really came from like the breakup pain.
Yeah, I think it's just like so doing interesting.
It's like very therapeutic.
Sure. And also like stand up, everyone's like, oh, how do you, and I was like, nothing could make me feel worse than I already do. Like, I don't even care if anyone laughs.
Yeah. When you just have, like, no shits to give at a certain point, you're like, yeah, fuck this.
That's like, exactly, like, the place I was coming from, which I think a lot of people, like, that's how they start.
How long have you been doing comedy for?
Like, 3 years.
Oh, cool.
Not even that long, so.
The comedy culture is, like, so fascinating to me because you guys, like, have your own, like, terminology and you all know each other.
Yeah.
You all do this every fucking day.
Right.
Like, that's so crazy. It requires so much work and dedication that I don't think a lot of people realize, and you know, it just is.
It requires love.
It requires love, and you know, to break as a comedian is like such a huge thing.
Yeah,
like, you look at like Amy Schumer, and like overnight she is like uber
not
famous.
Overnight. She's been working.
You interviewed
for, like, 12
Amy Schumer,
years.
Okay? But then you like, going from like
your name,
being somebody who does a circuit and like a lot of people in comedy know to like mainstream America. Like, I did not know who Amy Schumer was a year ago.
Sure, yeah.
She had her show on Comedy Central for like 3 seasons, and then the movie. But yeah, I think she'd been working on it for like 12 years.
But I think that Lowe's point
at all.
Is that like,
oh, for
you know,
sure.
Like,
I
people
get
commercial.
Like, yeah. Like, I'm
definitely.
Just, I'm, I
but
think to it, break like that is like
she's
hard
become a
to
household
do,
name
like, cool.
now.
I think
right,
that
yeah,
it's
she's
like
just as famous as anyone.
But like, is that the goal if you're a comedian? Like, is that the goal, is to just have everyone know who you are? Not because you want to be famous, but is that the ultimate goal of being a comedian, is to have a career that is at that level of notoriety?
I mean, sure.
I mean, like, yeah, I think it's different for everyone, because like, it's really hard to make enough money to even live as a comic. So, like you have
even
to be
if,
doing other stuff.
Right. Like, even if you are, say that you do a show at the Cellar every single night, which is in New York, in like club
in
world.
In the country is the best club
the
in the
country.
It's the
best club in the country. So,
yeah,
like, those comedians still, like, that's not enough money to sustain your life. Period.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Yeah, but it is weird being a comic, because it's like, it's such a weird culture because we're all adults. It's not like we're 21 and 22. Like, we're choosing this super rickety life where we're out every night and we see each other every single night. It is like really weird because it's almost like a stunted adulthood. But everyone is like older now.
I guess what I was trying to say is I'm really impressed with how much time and energy people in comedy like put into it.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, I think it's honestly like I look at it sometimes as just like it's like infected. Like there's no turning back. Like I can't imagine doing anything else or anything.
It's like once you get that feeling of like having like even like five strangers you don't know like laugh at a joke, you're like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
I know. I could, I like could never, I don't think ever perform on stage.
Do you say that? I don't know why. Jillian.
And I write jokes, but I can't, I don't think I could go on stage because I feel like I get too nervous. I mean, how did you, were you nervous when you first started or like how did
I mean, my legs like visibly shook like I think the first like 10 times I did it. But I mean, then I started getting up like at least like 3 times a night, like every night, to the point where you don't even feel it anymore. But I mean, I still get nervous. Like last night I got nervous.
That's different though, because like it was your birthday, you were drinking, people were there to see you a lot. That room was packed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was super crowded. And like, you know, it's always like when the eyes are on you, it's like not only are you performing like, at the very end, which is like a thing, it's also your fucking birthday. Yeah. And like also everyone's there like for you. So it's like, you know, it's like when you do anything and your family is there, it all of a sudden becomes like way more intense. Like, oh, fuck.
Like you're, a like, piano recital.
Here, and like this is, that's like when I was in LA and I did a show at Flappers with my cousin Claire.
Yeah.
And my like whole family, I have so much family lives in LA, they all fucking came to like Burbank to like come to the show that they've never ever seen me do stand up ever. And I'm just like,
how'd it go?
It was great. It was great. And it was a really great time and it was so much fun. But like, it's still one of those things where I'm just like, fuck. Like,
I would say I get nervous 25% of the time.
Yeah.
And I like hate it when I feel nervous.
Those are good odds though.
Yeah.
Like, I get nervous all the percentage of the time because I haven't been doing stand up as long as Blair and I'm not as good.
It's so I was just gonna say, so it's really just like the repetition that like makes you feel more
totally.
Well, I think also too, like even when you're going back to like Amy Schumer getting all that success and, you know, I guess quickly from when she like started the TV show and all of that, it's probably because she had prepared for it, for doing it for 10 years every night. You know what I mean?
It's like that book. What is it?
10,000 hours.
It's not the hours, but it's that one where it's like if you do something for 10,000 hours, then you're really a professional you like have totally mastered it.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that like literally getting up on stage multiple times every single night, like you, at some point you're going to be like, okay, like I'm straight.
Right. Yeah.
It's also so interesting. I feel like with comedians where like, once you get like well known and you reach that level of success, it's sort of like anything you say is funny. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I mean, there's definitely times where it's not funny, but it's like you just imagine, or if you like read a quote by like a comedian who you know, it just like you imagine it so much from their voice and their point of view and their like mind, and then it's like automatically funny.
It's like you're funny
no matter what, you know.
Friend in your friend group that's funny that like you just already want to laugh because they're so funny. But it's so much easier doing a show like once your people come for you.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But you have that now.
I mean, we'll see.
Which is sick. Yeah. That's like to me, that's like the fucking goal. Is like, I mean, sure. Like, if I could be so fucking successful and make movies and have a sketch show and be on Comedy Central and have HBO specials, that'd be like the fucking dream, right? But like, if I get to the point where people are literally buying tickets to come and see me do like anything, I'm like, great.
I think New York is so cool. I honestly believe like you can will anything into existence.
When you want it.
When did you start seeing people coming to your show like for you and seeing that shift, I guess?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how many people come for me, but
I come for you, Claire.
No,
she's like, one Greta, this fucking creep.
No way, dude. That's so nice of you. Oh my God, this is so real that I didn't know that Instagram had direct messages.
Yeah. Me neither.
She messaged me and I didn't see it till like weeks later.
It's all good. Yeah, Lo didn't realize that either. And Jillian and I are like, Lo, I bet a billion people have tried to like contact you. Yeah. And we look and it's like 1,999,378 billion people are trying to send you messages. And Lo's like, oh, okay. And
then like, oh, that's what that number meant.
Yeah, we're like, sick. I like, to me, when I open up mine, I have one message from a girl that's like, I think we could be friends. I listen to your podcast. You're
That's
cool.
Great.
I know. I'm like, what's up, girl? Let's definitely be friends.
Are you
like,
free Wednesday?
Cool. Yeah. I'm like, where are you at though? I'll fly to ATL, girl. Like, what?
That's so funny.
Oh my god. I also want to shout out some chick on Twitter who keeps on saying that we'd be really good friends because we probably will be.
Shout her out.
I will. I'm gonna pull her up right now because I really love her and I appreciate you.
Tell me more. See, this is a form of love too.
I know.
That fan love, true. Stalker love.
I need to follow you on
Insta
Twitter.
Love.
Oh yeah, love is just. Lana Nicole. At Gertie Bird, definite hangs if I was there. Hell yeah, girl. At Gertie Bird, sending you hugs, lovely gal. Listen, Lana Nicole, a.k.a. at Miss London. I love you too, baby girl.
I think that your Twitter fans should be on the show. If you're ever in NYC,
let us know. Yeah, tell us.
Tweet it,
you've been a fan since day one. And
tweet
that's tweet at me.
Episode one.
Yeah, I know. Since day one.
So funny.
Yeah, love. My first love was in high school, to bring it back.
High
you guys
school?
Want to know.
In Washington, D.C.?
In Washington, D.C. Yeah, my first love was in high school in Washington, D.C. He was this guy that I dated after my first, like, real boyfriend. Even though I did love my first real boyfriend, I was, like, super in love with this second guy.
Your love definition just changed.
Yeah, my love definition.
You were in like with the first one and in love with the second one.
No, the way that I felt with the second one, he was, like, my best friend in high school that became my lover.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we would just, like...
Those
I don't know.
Can go
I
one
always,
of every two ways.
Because I was always friends with, like, boys in my grade in high school. And he was, like, my guy, like, my super good guy friend. And then we, like, we made out at these, after these two twins in my class had an 18th birthday party. We made out at this guy's house. He used to have all these parties on his couch. I will never forget it. I was wearing this, like, weird black dress that had rhinestones all over it. And we just started making out. And then I really liked him and... But that ended in fucking flames.
Right.
I have a question for you, Greta. Did you lose your virginity to someone you loved?
No.
Did you, Lo?
No, definitely not.
Neither did I.
Yeah, I think that most people don't. Like,
but you did.
Yeah.
I feel like most of my friends besides you, Lo, and Greta.
My dudes.
Most of our friends in high school lost their virginity to their boyfriends that they loved.
My friends were, like, really bad. I was, like, the last one, and I wasn't even that old.
I mean,
I was, like, 16.
Yeah, that's... Whoa, really?
I was, like...
California is crazy, Greta. You should go
somewhere. I mean, you guys... It's wild in the OC.
Hold on. I lost my virginity to a white guy with dreadlocks, okay?
Oh, my God.
I was 14.
He was like
was a beach romance.
He was a really big Counting Crows fan, right? And a big Adam Duritz fan.
Yeah.
He was real into Adam Duritz back
then. You know what's even crazier is like I met a girl who like also knew him and she was like, oh my God, I lost my virginity to him too.
And you're like,
I was like, old
oh my God, you're like, fuck up. I don't need this. I'm trying to deal with his white dreadlocks.
Yeah. I find it so strange that women think that you're like, should be best friends because you've both slept with the same guy.
But you can bond over
it's
it,
like ladies,
some ladies love that.
Feel like they can bond with other ladies over that kind of thing.
I just,
thing.
Like,
I'm
don't.
Not
I'm not like that
or
either.
I don't get this thing where the ex-girlfriend wants to be friends with the new girlfriend.
Oh, what is with that?
That's
you
so
don't be homies
stupid.
With me.
No, it's like, it's not appropriate.
And they're like, don't you hate it when Eric does that thing when he eats where, like, his mouth is kind of open, but also he's kind of covering it? You're like, shut
that's
up.
That's horrifying.
It's the worst.
I've had, like, my boyfriend's exes, like, try to, like, friend request me.
Yeah.
On, like, the Facebook.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't
your
need
boyfriend's
to that.
Ex-girl. Oh, wow. While you're dating?
Yeah.
That's
and
weird.
And I'm like, why do you want to be my friend?
Sure.
I always, like,
there is a chick,
what you should
though.
Just do is direct message them and be like, my Instagram's public.
The opposite of that. There is a chick.
That'd be a great way to handle that.
Like, if you have a guy's ex-girlfriend messaging you and you're dating him, just tell him that your Instagram's public and they can look you
up
there.
To your Instagram.
Well, yeah, literally.
That's a good
listen,
tip.
There is a chick who is obsessed with my ex-boyfriend. They went out a couple times and it's been, like, a very long time and she still texts him on the reg and he's never responded, well, like, once. And she blocked me on Instagram and I've never had any kind of contact.
How do you know she blocked
human,
you?
It's because she doesn't trust herself to not
search
your
page. That's true.
Is that what
it is?
Why else would she need to block you?
Yeah. I have no idea.
I wonder if anyone's blocked me on
Instagram. I've never had any kind of interaction with her ever. Like, I... like nothing.
Maybe she just needs to separate from you and him, so she's trying to like.
No, I think she's just trying to separate from me, not from him.
Weird.
You know what's awkward is like when you're dating a guy and you go to a place and a girl working there is his ex-girlfriend, because that's happened to me a bunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, word, this is fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've dated a lot of weird dudes. But I don't know. I also don't
are you
think...
What kind of guy are you attracted to? Are you attracted to bad boys?
Like a hot guy.
I love a bad boy. I love a bad boy. I
like someone that has something going on that she can't figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I get bored so easily.
Yeah. Really?
I'm like, on to the fucking next. Damn. I'm like, oh, word, you're texting me all the time? I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's bad. My feelings with guys are bad. I like very briefly dipped into the comedy pool. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, this is probably a really bad idea, and I probably shouldn't do this.
Yeah, I mean, I there's no way around it.
Yeah, well, because it's one of those things like that's where you're spending all of your.
No, I thought I could like in the beginning, like to all the dudes and like. I don't date comics.
Yeah.
And then, like, by, like, the second one, they're like, oh, really? You don't date comics?
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, all right, fine. Now I need, like, a new... Also, I just don't like you.
I know, yeah. Now I need another one. It's just fucking you, dude. I like all different kinds of guys. But I do find myself being physically attracted to, like, similar traits in guys.
Right. Yeah. For sure. I mean, duh.
I love, like, the things like, that they're into. I love pudgy dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I do.
I bet they fucking die for you. They just think they, like...
I'm like, that's probably half the reason.
Every guy is, like, careering.
I'm the hottest girl you'll ever fuck.
Yeah.
No. That's really mean, because that's not true.
I think...
Because pudgy dudes slay. Chicks.
Oh, really?
I think so. If you ever notice, like, the track record, if you are dating a guy who's like kind of plump and you think that you're crushing it, look at his ex-girlfriends, because I guarantee half of them are going to be so hot because they're just better in bed.
Well,
because they need to figure that shit out.
Totally.
Right. Like, you can't be like a soft dude and not have your shit together in bed, because then you're just losing all over the place.
That's how I feel. So I'm not attracted to like conventionally attracted like guys, because I feel like they never had to be super smart. They never had to be like exceptionally kind. They never had to do anything.
Like, never had to put in work.
Easy. Yeah. And so then maybe it's in my head and I project that on.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't know. Because like I always find, I'm like, oh, it's just, there's no X factor.
Yeah.
Charisma.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like, if you're too hot, are you human? Right. I don't know. There's going to be something weird happening there. Sometimes, like, too hot of dudes, I'm like, I don't know, Lo. Your boyfriend
is so fucking...
Now
you're discriminating against hot men, though.
No, I know, that. But I do that as a defense mechanism, you know what I mean? Lo's boyfriend is so fucking hot and so nice and so smart.
Really?
And so
really
great.
Good for you.
The first thing that I noticed about him, not his looks, was his manners.
Yeah.
He's very polite.
He's so, and also...
I love him.
And he respects women, which I think is very much
a
positive thing.
Almost a year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And they are in love.
Yeah,
oh,
like
that's
full,
so nice.
How many times have you been in love, Lo?
So I guess I could say that I loved my first real boyfriend, who we dated the first 2 years I was in college. And then apart from that, one other time after college, I dated somebody and like we got along really well. And like we're about to get pretty serious, but I just felt like I was way too young to sort of take that step. He was a lot older than I was, and you know, had been previously married, and he was like ready to like jump in again. And I just was like, holy fuck, I'm like, you know, 23. I don't think that this is the life for me that I want at this point. And so everybody else that I've dated apart from my boyfriend now was just like stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even if it was like serious or whatever, like, not
like
the real
right
thing, like looking back on
sure,
it now
sure
that I have this relationship and I really understand and like live it every day, like I can look back on my previous relationships and be like, eh, like that was fake.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting when you talk about like breaking up with someone that you're like not ready for that sort of like life with them. I feel like that's the scariest thing, because you're like always questioning, is this the right decision?
Right.
Because
you know?
You're like, it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I don't like this person. I'm just not ready for that next move. And like, you know, I can't stay with them.
I think that's such a product of our generation because, like, in our parents' generation, they never, like, even thought about that.
You would just
It was just like, oh, yeah. Your age and this is what you do and it's timing. And now it's, like, there's so many possibilities and we, like, receive information so quickly. At, like,
also, like, divorce. Yeah, like, divorce is a thing. Like, my parents had a terrible divorce.
Right, right, right.
So, like, why... If I'm already feeling like I'm in a serious relationship with someone, it's, like, potentially not right, but it's, like, headed towards marriage, I'm definitely going to break up with you.
Right,
like,
right, right.
For sure. If that happens, it's fucked.
Well, I mean, like, so much love in the room right now, but I think it's time for a little sexplorations.
Oh, yeah. Today we're talking about funny sex stories that we've had because, you know, we've all... had sex more than once, so I'm sure that something funny has happened.
Killing it, guys.
Not me, just so once.
I'll tell my first funny sex story, because actually a lot of my sex stories are really funny and weird, because I don't know. I'm pretty weird, so, like, weird shit happens to me all the time. But one time I was actually living in Los Angeles with Miss Lauren Bosworth and our other friend Lauren and Natanya. Our friend Maura.
The crew.
And a few other... There was
your squad. It was a girl squad. It was an intense
We were very... And more. Yeah, we were close from
Hashtag
high school.
Hashtag blessed.
And we all decided to live together right after college. And we had a big party one night. And there was this cute boy there. And I always... We always had, like, a thing. I'd see him at the club. And we'd wink, we'd wink at each other, you know. And so, anyways, we ended up hooking up while the party was going on. And we had a dog at that time. And that lovely dog ended up taking the condom and putting it in its mouth and going downstairs to the party. And everyone was like...
Wait, it was hanging out of its mouth with cum in it?
I don't know what...
Oh, hell my God.
I did not take a photo.
Was it like a golden retriever or a Yorkie? Like, what size dog?
It was
Chloe's. Yeah. She's a big dog.
I don't know. She's a large dog. Oh, but she basically just walked around that whole entire party, packed party, with a condom in her mouth. And everyone was like, what's hot? Like, whose condom is that?
Yeah, like, what's going on
upstairs? I don't really, like, have sex with that many people, so it's like,
so they loved, like, everyone loved that it was you,
that it was mine, because I was, like, not,
because, like, it wouldn't out of everyone's that was there, like, the probability of it being Jilly's was not mine.
Sure.
Yeah,
so
that was, like, hilarious.
Oh, that is so
pretty funny story.
That's hilarious.
All right, Blair, tell us yours.
Oh God, mine. So my ex-boyfriend, the one I was telling, the one how I started comedy, we met in Miami, like, right after I moved to New York, for his mom's 50th birthday. And his, like, a lot of his family is there because his mom's, like, off the boat, Colombian. And we hadn't seen each other in a while, obviously. So we're, like, having so much sex. And then, like, I get this just violent UTI, like, out of nowhere. And for whatever reason, my boyfriend was like, oh, I'm going down to the beach, and he didn't bring his phone or something, and it just came out of nowhere. And I had to tell his mom. It was, like,
so bad.
Have you ever had one like
yes,
that?
Yes. Where you're bleeding in your fucking...
Yeah, yeah. And it just came out of nowhere. And it was... I felt like I was in labor.
Like, dying.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, this is really embarrassing, but, like, I think I need to go to, like, a clinic right now. And I was like, can you not tell anyone? Because, like, there was, like, 40 relatives.
Of course, because they're fucking Colombian.
And I hear, and, like, they, like, forget that I, like, understand Spanish really well. And I just hear, like, whisper until the whole, from the other room, until the entire family is talking about it.
For sure.
And she's like, sorry, like, I had to find out where to go. And so then she takes me to the ER. For a fucking UTI.
Listen, at least you're getting the proper care, man.
Oh, yeah. That's but it true. Gets worse. Then a van full of relatives comes to the ER.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
No.
Oh, my God. It's like a movie.
I just wrote this into a script, actually. But, like, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Like, oh, my God.
I, like, asked her not to tell. And she's so sweet. She's like, this. She's like, I couldn't find it. You know.
Oh, my God.
That is so funny.
No.
I had never met these people. And, like, they all knew
they
why
know
I
a lot
there.
About you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
I'm like getting red
that's like scarring. You're like, the whole fucking squad is here, and I'm like in the hospital with a UTI.
I also
this
just
is so
picture
crazy.
Them all coming out of a van, like an Ocean's, like, this, like Ocean's 11 van.
Yeah.
Like squad gear, like running to like help you out in the ER.
Were they all the same height? They were like all so sweet. Well, it's different for them because like in their culture, like sex isn't embarrassing. But like for me, I'm thinking I'm with my boyfriend's parents and family. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Like, you're horrified.
Yeah. It's horrifying.
That's so fucking funny.
To be young.
Oh, man. I have like, honestly, I was just sitting here thinking about like how much terrible sex I've had in my life. And it's like, I don't even have, like my pool of stories is so horrific. I don't even know where to draw from. So I'll just tell you this.
Give us a light one.
I'll give you a light one.
Greta Light.
Greta Light.
Greta Sugar Free.
Oh, well, it's never fun when you stop having sex and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I got my period. And you just like see blood everywhere. That's like not fun. That has happened to me a bunch.
Me too.
Really?
Oh, my God. But like I've had sex and then like afterward it's like fucking Carrie in there. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like
in their bed?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I'm just like, whoa. Not
you're like,
pregnant.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, you know what you say? Yeah, you're like, right? This never happens to me.
Yeah, like this is such a first time. But I would do this.
Like, I just got my period as a 25-year-old woman for the first time.
One of my, I will tell you, okay.
Were the guys cool?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, most of them are cool.
They should be cool.
They're dickheads. I mean,
this
is part of life.
We're all old enough.
Yeah.
Even when I was younger, though, like it happened to me in college and it was chill. But I'll tell you this story really quickly. I didn't have my front left canine my freshman year of college. This tooth. Your pointy
Stop
tooth.
It.
Your
so
pointy
wait, that, there was a hole there or did you have a fake tooth?
Oh, I had a fake tooth.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
I had a fake tooth in an Invisalign retainer. Okay.
Amazing.
My teeth were so fucked up. Long story. I had like a crazy dentist who told me he couldn't perform dental surgery on me because of karma. But that's another story.
That's so weird.
So I would have this retainer that I would like pop in and out, and it had a tooth in it. When I would pop it out, obviously I didn't have a tooth. So I was really into this guy that I was hooking up with at the University of Arizona, who was super
so
hot and like in a fraternity and
get
like all this shit. And I really liked him, and we had sex and it was like fine. And then like I had a terrible, terrible stomach ache. So I had to like creep to the bathroom. This is at like 4 a.m. I had to creep to the bathroom and they're like communal bathrooms. So first
dorm.
And no, not in a dorm, in a frat house.
Amazing.
And they don't have bathroom doors. They have shower curtains
right.
for the doors. So I first start shitting my fucking brains out, like Spray City, USA.
Ew.
Okay? And then I start to throw up. And then like it's bad. I think I blame it on food poisoning. I probably drank too much. But whatever. Then I go to the sink to like rinse out my tooth retainer, being so like sick to my stomach, thinking that I was the only person like in this bathroom. And I bend down to like pop out my like retainer and like scrubbing it. I'm just like, oh, I, like grab some random guy's Listerine, like use it. And I like spit it out. I pop my head back up and I like smile in the mirror with my like gap tooth. There are literally three dudes just standing there. In the shower towels, like waiting to go to the shower, horrified. Like, I don't know how long they were there for, but if they were there for like
the shitting,
yeah, if they were there for like the intro to the outro to the grand finale.
I think the best part of that is you looking in that mirror smiling.
Yeah.
And without a fucking
tooth.
And
I would do this weird thing where I would pop my retainer in and then I'd suck the saliva. I'd be like,
like, you don't meet people without teeth these days anymore.
Dude, it was so fucking intense.
Like, people have their teeth these days.
Whatever.
So,
long story short, your boy still texts me. So, must have been good, okay?
Holy fucking shit.
All right, Lo, do you have a story for us?
Honestly, I've been trying so hard to think of something really cool to say as you guys tell your stories, and I just can't. So, can I think of something in the interim and next week?
You can tell us next week.
I will tell my most
But love, it better be juicy.
It better be good, girl. I know. We just gave you some secrets.
I know. I'm trying, like, I'm just drawing a blank. But, like, that's really, really fucking good. Greta, that is hilarious.
I think Greta might win.
Greta, yes. Yeah.
Dude, I can't imagine anything. Like, the thought of just...
Of pulling no, honestly, I don't know. Blair's having, like... Blair's story of having, like, the whole family roll through to the hospital. First of all, Blair's like, I didn't even need to go to the hospital. I just wanted to go to a clinic and get some Cipro, dude. Like, I don't even need to be here right now. And the whole family is like, Blair, are you going to be okay? I have grandmommy and papi and na-na-na-na-na. It's like... And then Blair's just there with, like, a bloody... fucking urethra, like what?
Oh my God.
That would be the worst to me.
Yeah,
those other dudes, I'm like, bye, like that's never true. You see won't you see again.
Oh my God, lady loving guys. Oh, Julie, yeah. Who's our special lady of the week?
Special lady of the week is Jayla. Jennifer Lawrence.
Did you guys see the Lenny letter thing?
We did.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
A beautiful essay about
women,
I love her.
Women's wages in Hollywood for Lena Dunham's new newsletter called Lenny Letter, which you all should subscribe to.
I'm subscribed. It's pretty great. It's cool.
And I think it's really great that she spoke her mind being in the position and place she's at, because I think a lot of people hopefully start to listen.
Yeah,
I think it's good to get the conversation going about women's pay.
Like Patricia Arquette last year at the Oscars.
Yeah, equal I love the way she said everything too. She's like, look, I'm an asshole. I know this isn't relatable, but
yeah,
like,
exactly.
But I mean, it's true. It's like, you're saying that she's
so
like
charming.
I don't even need like the millions that you know what I mean? The 10 million, let alone like I'd be happy with 3
it's
million to do
equality,
it.
Right.
But it's like if someone's getting 20 million, then I should be getting 20
sure,
million.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean? Which makes complete sense. I can relate to that.
I mean, it's all four kidding. Of us are women in entertainment in some way. And it's like, If Leo's making $75 million a movie, I better be making $85 million on my movie.
Right. For sure. I agree
100%. So thank you, Jennifer Lawrence.
Thank you.
This was so fun.
Blair,
come back.
Will
you come back?
I'd love to. It'd be my highest honor.
Yeah, awesome. You gotta come back.
I'll be hungover.
You can be our in-house female comedian commentator.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, maybe. I had something intelligent to say, but then I forgot it.
I was going to ask Blair where our listeners can find her online.
Yeah.
Or on the TV.
Yeah. Well, I'm still shooting. I'm just going to start shooting. So that won't be for a while, but my Twitter is Blair Saucci, BlairSocci. And same with Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give her a follow. So follow her on Twitter.
Look for her on
Instagram.
Do you have a website, girl?
Yeah. It's blairsocci.com.
All right. And you can find her shows on that website.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. And we will check back with you next week.
Thanks.
Peace out, y'all.